Hello everyone, my name is Jack. Welcome to the first episode of the General Knowledge Podcast. Today I'm here with Shannon.
Hi.
And today we're going to be talking about the paranormal. Okay, so just to go over a little bit what we're going to be talking about, when we say paranormal, we're referring to these main categories. We have aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, mermaids, and then just fantasy creatures like dragons, centaurs, what have you. So I guess we'll just start it off with aliens because recently there's the Pentagon footage that was released of the UFO sightings. UFO doesn't necessarily mean alien, but that's what people are thinking, so that's what we're going to be talking about. So the first question I kind of want to ask and I want to talk about is just very simply, do they exist? Why or why not? I guess I can start off with my opinion on it. I do think aliens exist. I'm not sure if the UFO sightings necessarily mean aliens, but I think it's pretty reasonable to believe that somewhere in the universe there are other life forms. And if there are other life forms, would they just be considered aliens? I mean, do I think there are green people on Mars? No. But I do think there are beings somewhere out there. Shannon, what are you thinking?
I agree with you. I think that somewhere out in the universe there are other living forces. Would I consider them aliens? I'm not sure because I have never seen one, so I don't know. But I do think somewhere out there there's more to life than just us on Earth.
Mm-hmm. I remember as a kid like looking at videos of alien sightings and look at these hieroglyphics in Egypt that depict like otherworldly beings, and it was always so interesting to me because like it was scary to think that people, things could come from space and then like attack us, either make peace with us. No matter what, it's still scary to think about. And then you hear stories about, like, things that happen in, like, Nevada in the desert with probing and abductions and people who are going crazy out there because they think they were abducted, they were probed, whatever. And then even just, like, seeing footage being released of UFOs, it brings up questions about, like, okay, they released this, but what else are they not showing us? Like what else is going on?
Yeah, I think something that I find very interesting, especially when videos are released of interviews with people that claim they've been abducted by an alien, is like let's say there's no aliens, they don't exist, mm-hmm. then what could have been the other reason that these people thought they got abducted? Like, that's just, I think there's so many other questions than just like, do aliens exist or not? Because like, there's proof that they do, and then there's proof that they don't. So I think it's a tricky subject, and it's just one of those things that if you believe, if you don't. However, if they do exist, I think that would be really cool. And also a little scary that there are other living forces outside of Earth, and like, what do they think about us? Like, what do they think we exist? Are we considered aliens to them? Like, mm-hmm. I think it's very fascinating. Yeah. But I also think there's a lot to learn about it.
It's interesting because we are very, we're novices at, space travel compared to other life forms that could get to Earth. Like, if they had a spaceship that could get to Earth, that would mean that they're way more advanced than us. So why would they even want to bother with us? Is sort of also is something I've heard. Because if we haven't even seen planets with other life forms, or other like humanoid, not necessarily humanoid, but other like intelligent beings, then why? Then imagine the technology that it would take to get from their planet to ours. And is it even possible on any planet in any solar system to have that ability? I don't know. But no one knows. It's, I guess, sort of not the issue, but the state of it. Yeah.
And I think in a way, like, who knows if some scientists out there are like hiding stuff from us,
mm-hmm.
and saying that maybe there is like a life form out, because it's been proven that, I don't remember which planet it is. Do you know which planet has like water and can sustain life?
I know
life?
The moon has ice.
Is it? I don't remember which planet it is, but I know there's a planet that has that can sustain life. So there was like a big conspiracy theory that like if Earth like exploded, we would have to go to another planet.
Yeah.
But it's also like, if there is another life force out there, like, that is like a whole other subject that we could learn. And I think that's insane and amazing if it's true. But at the same time, it's like, I've never encountered something like that, so I don't know if I necessarily believe that it would be like aliens. Because, like, when you think of aliens, you think of the little green guys that are on TV and in movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, or something equivalent to that. So, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because if there is something out there and they are extremely more intelligent than us, then, like, clearly either we're lacking something and we can learn something from that, or, like, what do they have over there that we don't have here?
Yeah, and I think that's the real mystery. I mean, like I said, if they're able to get here from another solar system, another galaxy, then they must have something that we don't have, a new chemical, a new mineral.
Yeah.
I just think that's interesting, and that would open up a whole new world of possibilities for us. As a species.
Also, I'm interested in, like, if there is, what do they look like? Because if they can, if they are more intelligent than us and they can come to Earth, then, like, are they here? Like, what do they look like? Are they stereotypical, like, what Hollywood has made aliens out to look like? Or do they look like us? And if they do, then that's crazy. And it sort of makes you overthink everything. Because if you start thinking about it, it's like completely out of our hands.
So just like to go off that and saying, like, we don't know, like, maybe they are on Earth, they are with us, just like living among us, like disguised, maybe, we don't know. There is I know you haven't seen it, but there's a whole Doctor Who like string of episodes that is about this type of alien that makes it so after you've seen them, you forget that you'd ever seen them. So say you looked at me and then you looked away, you would forget that you ever saw me. So
it's sort of like the thing in Men in Black where they can like zap your memory.
Yeah, but it's like they don't have to like zap you with anything. It's just after you look at them and you look away, you forget that you ever saw them. But if you look at them again, you remember every memory you have of them, if that makes sense. So, like, it gets really tricky where it's like, okay, have I seen these things and I just don't remember because I can't remember? And if I saw one again, would I say, oh, yeah, like, I remember that. And then they would walk away and I just would have no memory of it.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty interesting. It's an interesting concept.
I think for the most part, Hollywood has a big influence on how, especially with aliens and what we perceive aliens to be or to look like.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But
I don't know. I think it's fascinating.
I also think it's interesting, like, who came up with the original design for an alien? Like who came up with the design to make like a lanky green man humanoid? Like
Yeah.
who decided that's what they would look like, and that's how they would be depicted for decades, centuries.
Yeah.
Like,
And the people that are like claiming to be abducted by aliens and then like sharing their story, it's not like it's all these people are all from like the same town or they're all related. It's like people all over the place.
yeah,
So
I do. Well, I
like there's a
do.
possibility they could want like the light shine on them and them have publicity, but at the same time, it's like that's a lot of people to say the same thing. And to
Yeah.
like, I don't know.
I remember stories from years ago. It was honestly big news, I think, for a little while at least, where these people from different parts of the world all had the same like dream vision of these beings, and they could all describe the same thing, or more or less the same thing, and it was it was going viral for a little while, but then it's kind of like stopped. And I don't
Yeah.
remember why. I mean, maybe it was a coincidence. Maybe it was like, okay, well, if you interview enough people, some of them are gonna say they saw the same thing. Just that's just the likelihood of it. But I don't know. You don't know. So another question I have about aliens, is, would you want them to exist? Because I know we were kind of talking about like, if they did exist, like this is what might happen, like that kind of stuff. But would we want them to exist? Would we want there to be other life forms outside of Earth?
I don't know. Because I think for the most part, people want power. So if there's power outside of what we can control, then will people lose their minds? And like,
That's
will bad things happen because of it? Or like, it could go really well or it could go really badly. So.
yeah.
Like, we could learn a bunch of stuff, we could be more technologically advanced, or a bunch of other bad stuff could happen. So it's sort of, I don't really know how I feel about that because I never honestly thought about that. Like, would I want aliens to exist if they do, or if they don't, if yeah. What do
Yeah,
you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm of the belief that one day there just won't be anything left to discover on Earth. Because if you think about it, there's a finite number of chemicals, there's a finite number of minerals, materials, and eventually we will reach a peak. And there's only so far you can go. Right now, as we exist, there's only so much we can do. And I think that would honestly make people go more crazy than if aliens came to Earth and they said, here's some new materials, here's some new chemicals, go crazy. Like, I think that would honestly be more interesting because it would be leave more to discover. Which would be interesting. It could definitely be overwhelming, and it could definitely be dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not too knowledgeable in like nuclear energy, but I think it was sort of the same effect, where it was like, look at these new, look at these chemicals. How can we use them? And we, I don't think we, I'm not sure, but I don't think we still fully understand nuclear elements, chemicals. I'm not sure, but I think it might sort of be the same effect as if aliens came to Earth and brought new resources. I think it'd just be very, it might be overwhelming, but I think it would add a lot of interesting concepts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of answers all the questions for aliens. Now we can move on to ghosts, and I think this will also be a longer topic because I know there are a lot of sort of hot topics, controversies, conspiracies around ghosts, paranormal activity,
Yeah.
all of that. And I know you have a lot to say about this topic. I have a little less to say about this topic, because I am not a horror fan, so I don't see a lot of this in pop culture. But I do have some opinions. So do you want to go first on this one, or should I? Just sort of talking about, like, do they exist? Why or why not?
I can go first. So I do think ghosts exist. And I know a lot of people don't. A lot of people are skeptical about it. But I think there's more questions too if ghosts exist than what I think people fantasize about. Because I am a huge horror fan. So you see in movies how it's just like either there's like bad ghosts that haunt people, or there's good ghosts, or in the middle, and they sort of have all the same thing in common where they're like wispy and white, and they're all it's but then there are people that bring up like, oh, I saw a ghost of my dead so and so, and blah blah blah, or something moves, and there are so many other explanations to it than just like, no, it can't be gravity. The wind isn't blowing. Oh, so and so died. It's probably them. But I do think ghosts exist to an extent. I don't think that how Hollywood makes them out to be, like just chilling everywhere. And, but I think it also goes along the lines of thinking that there's a higher force than us. So,
So
yeah,
do you think there's an afterlife? Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that brings me back to an extent, because there are some people that think when you die, you go to a completely different universe and it's just like how you're living right now. No, I don't believe in that. I think once you die, something happens, but I don't think that you're reborn again or anything along those lines. But I believe in like the whole guardian angel thing and how people watch over you and like that kind of stuff, but not to the same extent that some people believe. What about you?
Yeah, I am not sure what I believe because I know in my family, my mom very much does believe in ghosts, and my dad very much does not believe in ghosts.
How mine is too.
And yeah, and it's sort of like my dad has a good point where it's like he has never had an experience that would lead him to believe in ghosts. And I guess I sort of agree with that, where it's like I've never really had an experience where I would like say like, okay, yeah, like that was a ghost. But honestly, I think I would want to have one of those experiences because I think the fact that I'm not having that experience would lead me to believe that I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But I am young. I'm 20. I can still have the experience if later down the line something wants to contact me or haunt me, do something, protect me, whatever. If they exist. But
So
as
you'd
of
be okay if a ghost haunted you?
I think if a ghost haunted me, I would be okay with it just because I would know that they exist. You know?
Yeah. I think for me, like, my family's the same way, where my mom strongly believes that ghosts exist. And then my dad, he's like, I've never seen them, so why should I believe that? And honestly, I was like that for a very long time. But then I think there's definitely, for me personally, in my opinion, I think there's more proof that they do exist than they don't.
Well, I think it's kind of hard because what is proof that they don't exist? Like,
exactly. And that's like, it's your own opinion of like whether or not you want to take like a video or an interview from someone or just someone's experience and take it like literally, or just like, oh, that could have been a million other things. But
yeah.
I think it's interesting because I know there are ghost tours and you can go to like certain historical sites, and I know in Alexandria, Virginia, there's ghost tours, and you can take a picture in front of a house, and then sometimes people will see like an outline of like I think like a soldier or something, or like a kid or like something, just because like that's where a lot of historical things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or like in certain houses, like 1900s something happened, or 1800s. But I've never experienced that. I think it would be really cool if I did, but I also think it would scare me a lot, because then it's like, I think in the back of my mind, I've never experienced anything like that, so I don't really know. I would like to think there is something out there like that, but
yeah, I kind of agree with that. I do actually want to tell a story. I think so. I was young. You know about how I grew up, but I'll just explain it so someone listening to this will sort of understand. I grew up on a high school campus. It was a boarding school, built in the 1800s, so a lot of the buildings were very old. Pretty much for all of my life, I lived in a dorm with students. My parents always had an apartment in these big dorms built a long, long time ago. So you definitely, growing up like that, you definitely hear things from students, from faculty members, saying, oh, like, this happened to me, ghosts exist. And then, okay, so now that I've seen, I kind of have, like, a couple stories from growing up like that that would sort of lead someone to believe that they might exist. One of the dorms I lived in, it was called Cottage 5. There was a room right above my apartment. It was right above my sister's room. That was said to be haunted. Just that room, which I think was kind of an interesting concept. The students would take it very seriously, and they would sort of like talk to the ghost, and things would happen. Like, their alarms would go off in the middle of the night for no reason, and then they would say, oh, they would always name the ghost, and they would say, oh, stop that, and then their alarm would stop. And there were a bunch of stories like that, but I never experienced it firsthand, and I think that's sort of why I'm skeptical. But then it would lead me to believe they do exist because every year somebody new would be in that room and they would all experience this. Is there a yeah. logical explanation? I don't know. Are they just telling each other like what's going on, and like is there just like stigma, like, oh, that's the haunted room, like if you go here this is what's gonna happen, so it's tricking their brains into believing that this stuff is gonna happen. Like, their closets opening, like their hangers falling, like, all these things happening in this room. I don't know. But another story is, the high school I I grew up on Northfield Mount Hermon. It originally was two campuses. And one of the campuses is now Thomas Aquinas College. On that campus, the Thomas Aquinas College campus, there is a building. I think it was called Farquhan, kind of like the king from Shrek, Farquaad.
I was just thinking that.
I think it was called Farquhan. And when you have a boarding school that's been around since the early 1800s, you have students die on campus. And it's pretty morbid, but there's a story of a student dying in Farquhan. It was a cafeteria. The student choked, and passed in that building. And then there are always stories like, oh, it's haunted. And it's just as simple as that. Like it's haunted. Like people are seeing things in there. Like stuff's happening. It happened so long ago. Like obviously I wasn't around when the student passed away. I think it was a long, long time ago. But you still hear the stories. And I was so young when I would eat there that I don't remember anything happening, but it's still interesting. And honestly, I would love to talk to the people at Thomas Aquinas College and see if they're also experiencing this. And actually, I would also like to talk to some of the newer Northfield Mount Hermon students and see if they're noticing the room in Cottage 5 to be like different, or like if the theory that it's haunted is still around. I think it would be very interesting to see how things are changing and see if those rumors are still being still just going around. I think it'd be interesting to hear what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've
See,
ever. Yeah.
sorry. I think ghosts do exist. However, the TV shows, the ghost adventure stuff, like that, all the stuff that's on TV, that's like something fell. Oh my gosh, it's a ghost. Let's go check it out. Oh my gosh, it's so and so. I don't believe any of that because it's TV. I don't think, well, how about this? I don't think most of the stuff is real because it's just perfect timing.
Yeah.
But I know, like, growing up, when we, like, my family went to Gettysburg and we went to a bunch of, like, places that were supposedly haunted. And like, if we went up in the attic, it was like, you might feel like someone pulling on your hair. And then we go up in the attic and someone's like, oh my gosh, someone's pulling on my hair. And then you think to yourself, okay, is that a ghost or is that your mind playing tricks on
Yeah.
you? You think something's like you, it's almost like the placebo effect, but when it comes to like, yeah, I guess that sort of like the placebo effect
Well, yeah, your brain is
or
just tricking you into thinking that this is real.
yeah, like something should be happening, so you think it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I've honestly, I think it would be really cool to experience something like that.
I think it would be
But
cool.
also at the same time, I am saying that with no really prior knowledge on the subject or like I said, I've never had to have like that one-on-one experience. And then I feel like if I did have that experience, how would I feel about it afterwards? Like, would I be completely terrified and never want, like, limit myself from doing certain things because I'm scared I'm gonna get, like, have an interaction? But I also know, like, when I was younger, I was really, really into learning about all that kind of stuff, and
Yeah.
I would do all the ghost tours, and I would read books about paranormal activity, watch the shows, and I mean, I'm really into that stuff. I think it's really cool that there is, if there is another type of higher force than us. But
I think there's sort of two more things I want to cover in terms of ghosts. I want to finish talking about it with, like, do we want them to exist? But before we talk about that, I want to say, why do you think a ghost would exist? For example, is it a person that's in limbo between heaven and hell, just sort of chilling until a decision is made? Or, like, is it a soul that hasn't been laid to rest? Like, what do you think would cause a spirit to be active? Like, in a stereotypical way.
I think in a lot of movies, it's more of a, the ghost has unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's sort of like they haven't been laid to rest. They need to get in contact with someone, or they need help doing this, or blah, blah, blah. Like, I know there was a really popular show called Ghost Whisperer. Do you know that show?
I don't think so.
Okay, so basically it was this woman who ghosts would come to her, and she would help them, like, finish what they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether or not it was getting in contact with, like, a parent, like, a significant other, a child, or, it's like the second episode where it's, like, the unnamed soldier, and it's, where, like, a soldier goes to her, and she, like, tries to figure out who he is type thing. And I think, I don't know, I think some, in my head, it's like, some ghosts might have, like, a personal connection with an object, and that's why. That object, like dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Dolls are, like, a huge thing that can be haunted, right? Well, I think maybe it's, like, they don't want to leave. Or they're mad about how things ended, and they want to...
Get revenge,
yeah. Or... I don't know. See, I don't... It's all very confusing, and it's definitely something that you can look really, really into and, like, try to figure out, like, scientific ways that this could be happening. Or it could just be like, yeah, ghosts are real. Why? Oh, because of this video I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to not just believe somebody who says ghosts are real, or not believe every video you see online saying, oh, ghosts are real, here's a video of a ghost pulling on my hair. I think it's important not to believe everything you're seeing, but I do think seeing is very important for believing. I just think you need to see it firsthand.
Yeah.
And I want to make it clear, I think you feel the same way. People who believe or don't believe in any of the things we talk about are not going to be judged.
No.
These are just our opinions. I think it's important to believe in whatever you want to believe in. So, yeah, I just wanted to make that clear. But, so now that we're sort of finishing up with ghosts, I do want to talk about, do we want ghosts, spirits... to exist?
I think more people, this is my opinion, but mm-hmm. I think more people want ghosts to exist than people that don't.
Yep.
Because I think, like, even with my dad, who does not believe in any paranormal activity or anything like that, I think at the same time, he would still, like, it would be cool if it did exist.
Yeah,
and
I
was
agree.
Forgotten that it did exist.
Yeah.
Like, that would be very cool. I think it would make history a lot more exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
But
if we could talk to past historical figures, I think that would be very enlightening for a lot of people and really help us. I mean, I know as far as the government's concerned, having past presidents' input would be very helpful. I know some of the information they'd give definitely would not be helpful, but I know George Washington had very firm beliefs on the two-party system and how it's not going to work, and then look at how we are now, where it's like we have a two-party system and it's honestly kind of, it's chaos. Like, nobody's happy. It's terrible. But So I think there's definitely positives and negatives if they were to exist. Do I want them to exist? Yes, I think it would be very, very interesting to be able to talk to any historical figure I want to. Yeah.
Or not even that, but just knowing that they're out there.
Knowing that they're out there would also be interesting. But is there like a danger aspect where it's like you don't know who wants revenge and who's gonna... you don't want to run into a ghost on the street and then have them be mad at you for some reason and then you have an issue.
Yeah. And I think movies and TV shows ruin that. I mean, look at the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Like, how many people... Or even, like, items that are possessed or, like... I think the biggest example is a Ouija board because it's... You contact somebody and then you can't get rid of them. And that's the biggest theme when it comes to a lot of those movies.
Yeah. I don't watch many of those movies, so I wouldn't really know. But I definitely know where you're coming from on that. Is there anything else you want to say about ghosts before we move on to the next one?
No, we can move on.
All right. So let's talk about Bigfoot. I think aliens and ghosts are sort of more interesting than the next topics, but I think there are still interesting things that can be said about Bigfoot and such. So, Bigfoot, does it exist? Why or why not?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really don't. I think there's... Okay, so I know there's been pictures released of, like, supposedly Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I think if you were going to say that a creature is real, you have to have a lot more scientific research and backup than just a picture.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's say Bigfoot is real. How can you prove that? Like, yes, okay, a footprint doesn't really, like, you need, like, bones, a skull, like, evidence, hard evidence that this thing exists. And I don't think, maybe Bigfoot does exist. But at the same time, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough evidence proving that there is.
I think I'm going to actually group together these three topics, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and mermaids, because I think they're all very similar in terms of do they exist. Because if one of these exists, yeah, there's no point that another one can't exist. I think it's more likely that Bigfoot would exist than the Loch Ness Monster, but you don't know. I don't think they exist, but...
I think the one thing that Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and mermaids all have in common is there are definitely a lot of pictures of these creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I have seen a lot of videos and pictures, and supposedly, like, I saw there was one picture released of, like, a dried-up mermaid, like, on the side of
it. I remember that.
And it's like, What makes you think that's a mermaid? And my thing is, like, okay, a mermaid is supposed to be, like, half fish, half human.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? Like, I need to be extremely convinced. I would love to be convinced that these things are real. Like, I think it would be so cool to think that there's creatures out there that are like this, but at the same time, it's like I'm not convinced because there's not a lot of evidence. Like, there was one video of these guys in a submarine, and then a mermaid just, like, swam up to the window, and then just, like, within a blink of a second, it was gone. It's like, okay, but we're getting to the age where technology is such, like, a big impact, and there could be a lot more other reasons why. Like, that could have just been a deformed fish. Like, what makes you think that's a mermaid?
Yeah. I mean, evolution works in very mysterious ways. Who knows
what
could be down there?
Yeah, right. I would love for that stuff to be real. I think it would be really cool, yeah, and there would be a lot of things we could study but I'm just not convinced.
I think it's very easy to convince someone that the Loch Ness Monster does not exist. In terms of just these three, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, mermaids, I think the Loch Ness Monster, you can kind of just confirm, doesn't exist. I mean, the Loch isn't very big, so how can you hide a huge sea monster in it? I mean, I don't really know. People have looked for it and they couldn't find it. Is it just extremely elusive?
Yeah, and I think the only thing a lot of people can go off from that is pictures. But there are a lot of other things that could have been in the same shape.
So I assume you're talking about like the famous picture of Nessie. Like the with the head sticking up and but it's, of course, it's grainy, it's blurry, you don't know what it is. And that's another common theme, especially within the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot. Why is every picture out of focus?
I think the one thing that a lot of people do, they want to capture something that gives you just enough to believe it's real.
Yeah.
but there's still like a fourth of it where it's like, well, let's zoom in on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's figure some stuff out. So I think people want to believe this stuff is real. So they see something. Yeah, it could be blurry. It could be completely out of focus. It like does not make any sense, but that's the same shape. So why wouldn't someone believe it?
Mm-hmm.
But
I have another story. So Lake Champlain, I believe it's Lake Champlain, is supposed to have a sea monster. Not necessarily a sea monster, but it's like a really big fish named Champ. Yeah. And I remember being young, going to Lake Champlain and seeing this thing come out of the water, just like a fin, a huge fin. And thinking, that's interesting. But there's nothing. So I've seen something like that, and I still understand what I saw. It was just a wave or a stick or something. I think that's what I saw. I don't know. So I think it's interesting to like see something like this and like have sort of a reason to believe in it, but still understanding like still probably not Champ. You know, like. I know what I saw. I still don't think I saw Champ. Like, and that's a first-hand experience. Somebody got a first-hand experience seeing something like this, understanding that, you know, even though I know what I saw, it's not that. It's not a sea monster. So I think that's kind of interesting. Is there anything you wanted to say about that? I did want to give you a chance to respond.
I think, I agree with you. I definitely think that, like, especially, like, the Loch Ness Monster, these bodies of water are only so big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how, you're telling me that this so-called creature has been living in this body of water for a very long time, and you haven't found it yet?
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense.
It's unrealistic.
Because, but I also think people, they want to believe something, and they're stuck on, yes, this is real, and they don't want to be told, well, actually, scientifically, it's not, we can't find it, it doesn't exist, it's not here, not possible, because then they have nothing to believe in.
That's true. I do think, though, at least for the Loch Ness Monster, it's a tourist attraction. So I don't think they're believing in it because they want to believe in it. I think they're saying, oh, yeah, obviously it's there, to get people to come see it. To get people to buy the Loch Ness merch.
Oh, yeah.
If
you can make money off of it, then of course it's real.
Yeah. I think that's less probable for Bigfoot and mermaids because there's not really a specific location that they could exist.
I remember seeing one video that of a so-called mermaid on a rock, and it was there, and someone zoomed in on it, and then it just like plopped in the water. And you could tell by the video that that was a lot of editing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wasn't, it's not real. Like, it was staggering. That's not real.
Yeah.
I think people put a lot of time and effort to convince others that certain things are real, especially mermaids, because there's a lot. There's documentaries, there's episodes on, like, different shows about the ocean, or, like, all over the place, and it pictures, like, there's, I'm sure you can find it on Google, where it's, like, a skull, like the dried up mermaid, or, like, people just stating their case, or firsthand experiences. And I think it has to go back with, I haven't seen one, so I don't know if it's real or not. Like, I don't believe it, because I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's creepy, because, like, half fish, half human. Like, how does that work?
No, yeah, I agree. But that kind of goes into a question, do we want them to exist? And I guess we can kind of go talk about mermaids first, because you were getting at that.
I personally do not want mermaids to exist. The reason I say that is because there have been a lot of movies that showing mermaids are bad and scary. Mm-hmm. And then there's like then there's movies like Peter Pan where, oh no, the mermaids in Peter Pan were bad too.
Mermaids?
The realistic one, not the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Mermaids, mythologically, yeah, aren't good.
Yeah. So it's like, why? I do not want a half-human, half-fish lurking around in a body of water where, like, people could be swimming and all of a sudden... Because if you think about it, they have arms. So they could just...
They can grab you.
They could attack you with that. Like, a fish doesn't have arms.
Yeah. Because, you know...
Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, you know the fourth Harry Potter movie? When Harry's in the lake? And then they're just grabbing you. And why would you want that? That's... You don't want that. And they're creepy. Like, they're not good. They're kind of just there to kill you.
Yeah.
So,
but I definitely think mermaids go back pretty far mythologically.
Yeah.
Because, like... was it Odysseus that... They weren't mermaids.
They're sirens.
Yeah. Where it's like... Or even in the Peter Pan movie that's... or is it Hook? One of them where, like, the mermaids will lure in mostly men with, like, a song.
Yep, that is, like, the story. Like, they'll lure you in with a song and then sink your ship and then kill you.
Yeah. So, no, I don't want them to exist.
Yeah, that's...
And that's Bigfoot, fair. Too. I wouldn't want Bigfoot to exist.
Bigfoot?
What is Bigfoot exactly? Like, what kind
know.
Of creature is it?
I don't know.
Like, because
it's a big, like, monkey.
Because, okay, if you think about it... wait, where is Bigfoot mostly seen? Like, where do people...
I don't know. Forested areas. I remember here's the thing. You watch TV shows like Finding Bigfoot and or Sasquatch Hunters or whatever, and they'll always say, oh, like, you will find Bigfoot here. And then they go there, and you know what? They don't find Bigfoot. So you don't know. Bigfoot could be anywhere. Like,
and I think it's really interesting how people assume that Bigfoot looks like what people are saying he looks like. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if you look at it, hunters that wear, like, all their, like, camouflage and their I know my brother has this stuff where it's all just like, you look like a monster. So it's like, how do you know it's Bigfoot or not just someone trying to hunt? And if that's the case, true. That's a little dangerous. Like, also, I'm not a camper. I don't like camping, but I personally would not feel comfortable being in the middle of the woods knowing that there are some
of a giant ape coming
monkey-like
attack you.
Creature that could just be like chilling. Or remember that movie? I don't know if you ever saw it, but Harry and the Hendersons. You ever see that?
I never saw it.
That terrified me as a kid because it was like the realistic version of Bigfoot and like what it could look like. Terrifying. And yes, Harry was friendly, but still scary. Yeah. I'll never watch that movie again. It terrified me. I own it though, so if you want to borrow it, you can.
Yeah, I'll watch it. So yeah, in terms of Bigfoot existing, for me, I would probably say no, just because that would, it seems more dangerous than beneficial. I mean, maybe it's the missing link. I don't know. I'm not really into like the whole biology aspect of that, the evolution aspect. I don't, I'm not claiming to know anything about that. So I don't know if it'd be beneficial for him to exist for science.
I think out of those three, the one that I would be okay existing is the Loch Ness Monster, just because that would be such a cool tourist attraction.
It would be.
Like,
and if you think about it, it's not even really dangerous because it's just chilling in the lake.
Yeah, it's not, you don't hear stories about like people dying because of the Loch Ness Monster. Or do you? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of it. I mean, I guess theoretically you could, like, knock over your boat or something. I've never heard stories of, I mean, I
might have. Yeah, I've never heard stories like that. But, like, as far as I'm concerned, this dude is just chilling in the water minding his own business.
Yeah, he's just chilling. Like, but it's the same thing with Bigfoot, because who's Bigfoot attacking? But maybe Bigfoot's just chilling in the woods, trying to raise a family. Like, you'd
okay, if that's the case, then there's more than one.
I don't know. Maybe.
My thing is, though, the footprints are very convincing. Like, I know that's obviously man-made, but that's still, like, I want to know who created these these creatures and got people, because as far as I'm concerned, it was a he said, she said type situation.
Yeah.
Because there's no really, like, if you look at it, we can prove certain animals are real because we have skeletons. We see them. They're in zoos. They're in museums. And then there are these monsters, not monsters, like creatures, where it's like, okay, we don't have a skeleton. We don't have the, if we, fur can be from any animal.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily Bigfoot. And then for mermaids, scales, fish.
Definitely.
You can't. I think it's so creepy if mermaids are real.
I agree. Like, I already don't really like bodies of water, like swimming, but but I agree.
I cannot swim in lakes because I'm scared of the bottom. Like whatever's lurking under there.
Yeah.
It's like I think Friday the 13th ruined that for me though. You've never seen it, but
I haven't.
You have?
I haven't. I have not.
Oh, yeah. That where Jason comes out of the water and just like grabs someone as they're swimming. Mm-hmm. Like that.
That's what mermaids do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they have the ability to do that, and that's what's scary. So, I figured we would talk about fantasy creatures like dragons and centaurs and stuff, but we are coming up on an hour. So I'm probably just going to skip out on that and just wrap things up. Is there anything else you wanted to say about any of these things? Like, did saying something about Bigfoot make you remember something about aliens or ghosts or something?
No. I think I just want to make sure that everyone knows that my opinion is, like, I'm not trying to prove something to anyone.
Yeah.
And, or convince anybody that certain things are real or not. This is, like, if people have stories, I would love to hear them. I would love to be convinced.
Definitely. Yeah, I think I would like to be convinced that these things exist. I think that would be amazing. I think it would be more beneficial if they existed than didn't exist, just so... let me rephrase that. I think it'd be more beneficial if we just knew what existed. Because then we'd know. And I think that would make everything a lot easier for people, because some people would be proved right, some people would be proved wrong, but we just know. And I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.